You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Victoria Easton and I'm a producer for BBC Radio 1 on the Dan and Phil show.
I'm Simon Cooper and I'm the AP on Dan and Phil.
Simon and Victoria, you've just given a talk at the Presenter Masterclass by the Radio Academy on visualisation. Obviously, Dan and Phil on Radio 1 is the first fully visualised radio show, and you're kind of responsible for that. Can you give us a bit of an overview of what you spoke about that and also about how important that is for the future of Radio 1?
Yeah, today we actually spoke about how radio has completely changed and very rapidly, and that it's no longer about the audio only, and it's now a fully visual presence, and about how moving forward it's very important for everyone to be thinking about how to make their programmes three-dimensional and sort of very much multi-platform.
And Dan and Phil is more than just a 2 hours streamed show. It's YouTube clips and a very heavy social media presence as well. I mean, radio shows are more than just a radio show, but Dan and Phil is the kind of extreme of that, I suppose.
Obviously, bringing a visual element into radio seems, for some people, seems like, how can you do that? Radio is obviously an oral medium. How have you gone about making sure that the radio aspect remains kind of intact and not embellished by the injection of visual media?
I think it's sort of it's very important to remain that radio, you know, comes first and foremost to what we do, and that the visual element is a sort of backup and sort of enhances what we do on air. It should never sort of take away from the sort of traditional radio elements, and that was something we spoke about today, and it's very important to when you're broadcasting, if you have something visual, that you need it to for the audience at home to completely understand what's going on. If they're in the car or in their bedroom or at home, etc., they need to know what's going on. So for instance, when we have features such as one called Internet News, where we play clips from the world of internet and videos and things, that we make sure that we explain fully what's going on and that they're so simple, so that not to confuse a listener. For example, if it's something that's just way too complicated, it gets binned immediately. It needs to be something that's really easy, accessible to everyone, whether they're listening or, you know, watching.
A fundamental rule of our show is if it doesn't work as radio, even if it is visual, if it doesn't work as standalone radio as well, then we don't include it and we don't do it. You don't sacrifice the radio listener for the visual streamer.
I mean, I think what we're doing now is still very new, and I still think we have to get it right. You know, we don't always get it right. By no matter means do we get it right 100% of the time. But I think it's quite nice for us to be sort of feeling like we're leading that way, so that it's something new and fresh to give everyone. And I think by the time everyone sort of catches up with that, and that's not meant to be detrimental, you know, as I said earlier, I'm from a commercial radio background. But just as far as, you know, resources goes, I think the BBC, we can do that. But I think moving forward, I think we would really like to have some sort of, like, even more interactive than what it is now. So maybe, you know, where you have the streams of audio that have markers in that we can then sort of almost play along, if you like. You know, you see that these things now with apps such as ZBox, for instance, that you, where you hear audio and it's got these markers, and you can do a certain thing, whether it's tagged for a commercial reason or it's tagged for an entertainment reason or for content reason. I think that's something that eventually we'd love to do, and that's only purely personal from our point of view. But if we could have Dan and Phil's audio running and at the same time something online that you could then access, maybe secret videos, or, you know, just be able to make decisions as you go with the show and almost be able to change it, then I think that would be something that would sound really exciting, and I'd love to be able to do that in the next, I don't know, 12 months or so.
From a student perspective, what tips would you give to any radio stations at universities, schools or colleges which might be looking to do something similar to you guys in adding visualisation to radio? And how easy would it be?
I think I'd be really keen not to say, just not to be obsessed with it, because I think it's really easy to sort of hear that this is the way forward and to start throwing cameras in people's faces when it's not necessary, and don't, you know, if it's not worth it, just don't do it. Don't waste your time. Use your time doing something else that's creative. Just take your time to put more planning into place so that you can actually think of really good ways that I mean, sometimes our best moments have been moments that we haven't even thought of, that by the time we clip it up and put it out there, that's when it works really well. Sometimes it's just that even though we're visualised, it's still natural, it's still raw, it's still that engaging content with the audience. So that's still there. You still need to make sure you've got that first and foremost.
Yeah, I think it's important to it's really important to remember that radio comes first, and the radio show has to be really good. Otherwise, there's no point in having any visual to back it up, basically. And I think what probably start small and don't try and do anything massive. Maybe just think, right, this month we're going to do one YouTube clip, or we're going to make a YouTube video to back up our radio show. So you say, we're going to do a 2-minute video and it's going to be brilliant, and we're going to push this during our show for the week. Don't go big, basically.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.